Welcome to No BS Bishop, Alive to Love with Bishop Randy Dean. We promise to inspire, challenge, and make you think beyond the ordinary, reaching for a life lived for love alone. Stay tuned for the next 30 minutes and tell your friends to join us every Saturday night at 5:30 and Sunday morning at 9:30 Central Standard Time. And now, here's my husband, Bishop Randy Dean.
Welcome again, everybody, to the No BS Bishop. I'm alive to love. All lesser values than love devolve, slide into the potential of BS. I'm Randy Dean. I'm happy that you are who you are and that you have chosen to dive in here today for the next half hour. I'm honored by it. It is a pleasure to know that you chose to spend this time with me, and I promise not to waste your time. I promise not to BS you. I promise to pass along some truth and some reality checks to give you something to scratch your head over for the rest of the day or maybe the week. So as from the title, you know I'm about love. I have chosen that I'm going to stay on this climb. I need to remind people pretty routinely that I am, while I do preach and teach and unpack and explain the whole concept and beauty of love, I in no way am pretending that I've got it all figured out. In fact, that's why I'm doing this with you. I'm figuring it out as we go with you. I'm on this ship of fools, if you will, to see to it that this one human craving is reached for by somebody. I want to be that somebody. I want to be that one someone who's reaching for love in a way that can be expressed, made practical, and actually, if you will, made unreachable. Here's what I mean by that. I don't think people do the ordinary over and over and over. I think people are reaching for the extraordinary over and over. They reach for what they can't quite grasp, because we're all driven on some level toward a better self, toward a better day, a better me, a better you, a better family, a better business, a better church, a better whatever profession it is that we've found ourselves doing. We want to do it better. We want to find a better way. Somebody that I have a lot of respect for said, practice doesn't make perfect. Perfect practice makes perfect, which is to say, if you keep practicing the same old, same old, same old, same old, if you're a guitar player and all you know are three chords, well, then that's where you land. If you're never reaching, you're never stretching and you're never growing. So on the subject of love, all of that is to be pointed to say, I want to reach, and I'm on a journey. I'm not in an arrival mode here. I'm on a journey. I'm reaching. I'm climbing. I'm scratching. I'm determined to do something with this subject of love that it seems to me too few others aren't doing. I just had a conversation with somebody, and we talked about, here's this one universal human need, right? Love. This one universal craving, this one universal desire. I want to love. I want to be loved, obviously, but I want to be a lover. I don't want to live this life just scratching and clawing through life for a paycheck without any desire to leave the world a better place, without any desire to improve my neighbor, my family, my children, my spouse, my job. But I can't improve it by just scratching away and fighting desperately to make it another day. I've got to have a higher reach, and that higher reach is love. I'm on a journey. Love is my bullseye, and I keep pulling the arrow back, and I'm getting closer and closer and more consistent, but I'm not there yet by no stretch of the imagination, but I will keep firing away at that bullseye. Does that make sense? I hope I'm reaching you right now with a puzzle that'll make you want what it is that I'm offering here. So today I want you to know that when I say love, I'm not talking about the superficial expression of it. I'm talking about a lifestyle of it. When I say love, I'm not saying it's a panacea, that it's a Band-Aid. When I say we need to love this or that, I'm not trying to just bypass harder work. In fact, really what I'm talking about is the hardest work of all, and that is to genuinely, authentically, beautifully express all the height, the width, the depth of love. That love become an obsession for us, that we are willing to spend ourselves toward the end of love. You know, when Jesus said, love your neighbors, he also said, love your enemies. Well, because when I love my neighbor, Jesus said, well, okay, you love your neighbor because they're loving you back. Well, what is that? And, you know, in another way, that's what I'm at here. Loving your friends, loving people that love you back. Well, okay, that's beautiful, and it's encouraging. There's no doubt about it. But to love that which is not loving you back, those who are not given to an expression of love back to you, and in fact seem determined not to love but to hate or to berate. To love those, to love them, to love that, wow. Now that's where I'm going. So I'm not talking about a love that is a panacea, or love that just is a means of expression, you know, oh, I love you, but I don't love you. I hope you are hearing my heart. So today I'm going to try to give you some pointers through this. I'm going to give you about five different pointers toward getting past the panacea of love, toward the depth and the richness of it. Some pointers and expressions that I think if you'll write these down or get this radio broadcast and keep it at the ready for you, I think they'll help you to be challenged daily. Because here's what I believe. I believe the future belongs to the people of love. I really do. I think the future of our world belongs to people who have determined that they're going to love. And by the way, you can't see this right now, but on the radio. But if I were to say it or write it the way I want to write it, it is, I'm going to use the capital letter L for love. I'm going to do that more intentionally in the days going ahead, because I'm talking about capital L love. I'm not talking about the garden variety, billboard love. I'm talking our bumper sticker love. There you go. That I was reaching for. How else can I say this? Bumper sticker love. No. Not cliche love. I got to tell you, I'm allergic to bumper stickers. If you got them, awesome. I applaud you. But for me, I feel like sometimes if I've got a bumper sticker on my car or some kind of little insignia somewhere, that I'm borrowing somebody else's thought without giving myself the hard work of expressing something on my own. I'm wired that way. I do believe that love ought to be a capital L love, and that we ought to look at it from the standpoint there's something divine about it. There's something mystical about it. There's something magical, transcendent. There's a supremacy of honest love that very few of us have spent enough time to explore, much less express. Because I think vision born of anything less than capital L love is just something that's going to keep us busy. It just keep us active, feeling like we did something, but at the end of the day, we know we're empty. We haven't really done much. I think when vision or purpose in life will flower out of capital L love, we're not going to feel obligated to work, but free to serve. That's what every human, I think, wants to know. Did I just slave away today to make a paycheck, or did I serve today because I love? I love what I put my hand to. So here's my first pointer. Okay, I'm trying to say this faster than my brain is working faster than my mouth. So here's my first pointer about going after this, reaching for the unreachable. Love the world into which you were born. Just love the world into which you were born. I used to have an acquaintance many, many years ago who said, oh, I feel like I've just been born out of time. Like maybe I should have been born 50 years earlier because life was so much simpler then. Life had so much less, was so less complicated. There were fewer challenges. I just can't wrap myself around the life I'm living. Well, here's the problem with that. You're alive right now, my friend. You're not gonna be able to get in a time machine, go backward 50 years, and live in that life. You're alive right now. 21st century. That's where I'm at right now. I was born in 1953. I as a kid, I used to dream about this world. You know, I used to dream about the space station. I remember hearing little concepts about a floating laboratory around the Earth. I used to hear these ideas that we'd have astronauts in there 24/7, year round. And I remember as a kid fantasizing, wow, are we really going to do that? Well, guess what? We're doing it right now. Right now, 20 years of consistent human presence in outer space has been going on. So many people really don't know. But in the International Space Station, there have been humans in that floating laboratory, that orbiting laboratory, for 20 years. Now, I'm using that as an example. I was not born for the 1930s or 40s. I was born for the 21st century. I'm in this world right now. And I choose this. Here's my first pointer about how to make the little L love into the capital L love. I love the world into which I was born. I love its complexities, and I love the contrasts. And yes, I love that which is consternation-full. It's just so full of consternation. I've learned that's where I have to love. If I'm going to be alive, then I need to love right there. We sometimes people will watch the news, or they'll read a story about how wrong things have gone lately. And you'll hear them express, oh, things are so bad nowadays. Now, I get it. We got bad stuff around us. But do we have such little imagination that we can't see that things have been bad forever? Are we so lazy about love that we don't see that the world has had consistent challenges? I mean, constant battles and consternations. Seriously, if we were to just think about things like World War I and World War II for just a little bit, we would look at our current struggles and understand that while, you know, I'm not saying it was worse then, it's better now, or it's worse now, it's better that back then. I'm not saying any of that. I'm just saying that struggle has been a consistent element of the human experience. All of humanity is in a struggle. So to wish that we were in another time is to wish away the time you're living in now. My first pointer about taking the little letter L to the capital letter L is this. Love the world into which you were born. Love its complexities and its contrast. Love the developments and the dilemmas. Take yourself out of the laziness of pretending that you can somehow take it back to the good old days. And repeat for yourself. I'm repeating for myself. These are the good old days. Right now is the best time to be alive, because after all, I'm alive right now. So let's join in a battle upward and forward that way. Another way to take love to its logical and most beautiful expression is to pull yourself up by the notion that daily love is an opportunity waiting for your discovery. Love is an opportunity waiting for your discovery and mine. Listen, when I say that, I'm not trying to seriously to take my title into this. I'm not trying to BS you about that. I am telling you that I live this too. I live toward a struggle to love. But I have come to believe that love is an opportunity in each and every day. I do understand that ugliness is screaming for our attention. I understand that. And in my lazy moments, I'll focus on ugliness and I'll get depressed and low. I've done it, and you have too. But when I choose to have a fierce determination for the capital L love, then I'll fall in step with something Fyodor Dostoevsky said from the Brothers Karamazov. He said, love all God's creation, both the whole and every grain of sand. Love every leaf. Love every ray of light. Love the animals, love the plants, love each separate thing. If you love each thing, you will perceive the mystery of God in it all. Love the grand, love the little. Love the simple, love the complex. Find a focus. Now this is, I'm telling you, there are about five different things. I hope I can get to them all with this one broadcast. Maybe I'll have to split this in two. But there are five ways to turn the little L love into the capital L love, and to challenge ourselves to be, as it were, a mountain climbers on the issue of love, as opposed to just a simple little stroll down a warm, beautiful city street. To climb the mountain of love means that, as Fyodor Dostoevsky said, to love all of God's creation, all of it, every grain of sand. To look at that leaf one more time. Stop pretending you don't see what you need to see. Stop avoiding the complexities or the contrast, and look at them. Take a hard look at it. I'm always captivated with the idea in myself that I can get into autopilot. Right? You know, you turn on the cruise control and you forget that you're even supposed to pay attention. If you're in the car and you got cruise control, you're going down the interstate, you've been out there for a couple hours, suddenly you kind of snap awake for a moment or two. And I don't mean like you fell asleep. I mean you just got unconscious, unaware, and you realize, oh my gosh, for the last 5 minutes, I don't know if I can honestly tell you how many cars I've passed or how many cars have passed me or how many exits I just drove by or even where I'm at right now. That's how life can get. Life can get this autopilot cruise control mentality where we're not soaking in the possibilities of the possibility of love. 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 That's why I'm here week in and week out. I'm not pretending again to know everything that I want to know, but I know this. The opportunity to love is every single step of every single day. So those are the first two. The next thing about getting out of the doldrums of a small letter L to the capital letter L is to really evaluate. If you've heard me at all over the last year, you know I'm a fan of the 12 steps, and to take a vigorous and courageous moral inventory as a part of the 12 steps. And I know that there are real strengthening moments where that becomes like, that's a life changer to take that moral inventory. But I'm convinced as well that a moral inventory can continue day by day without being self-loathing or self-punishing. To recognize when we are in patterns of complaint and negativity. See, that's when we'll turn the capital letter L into the small letter L. When we are trapped in complaint and negativity, and we'll say, well, you know, I guess I do love them, or I guess I do love that. But if we had the courage of a moment-by-moment moral inventory, and we heard ourselves complaining and being negative over time, it becomes, we could recognize that we're taking an emotional drug when we complain. It's not a pill out of a bottle, but it's definitely a drug that'll make you feel something. I really do think that the habit of complaint and negativity is really an addiction that goes underground, you know, and unfortunately for complaint and negativity, it you don't see it until it's already owned you, and then you find yourself less and less approachable. People are not interested in asking you, "Hey, how are you?" Because they know what you're going to say. They know you're going to complain. They know you're going to be negative. They know they're going to tell you everything that's wrong with the world. But you know, I love God and I love people. You know, it's too late. You've already started on the wrong foot. Evaluate. I guess if I put it in one word here about getting from the small letter L to the capital letter L in love, evaluate, and ask yourself about complaining and negativity in your life. I'm not pretending that I don't. I am aware of my own complaining and negativity, but I'm also teaching and training and exercising myself away from the habit so that I can genuinely be a lover in this life. Maybe we should have a 90-day treatment for the addiction of complaining and negativity. Maybe we ought to have a place where people go to detox like they do with drugs and alcohol. 90 days, you lock you up, you get no complaint, no negativity. Everything's got to be positive. You've got to reach for love. You are not allowed to be taking your drugs of complaining and negativity. It seems to me like that might flip the switch for me, for you, for many of us who find that addictive habit. I'm losing track of my list, my mental list about how to take this from the small letter L to the capital letter L. But I hope you're catching it. How to get to just saying love, but being love. I personally have found that contempt for others and even self-contempt is a terrible roadblock. I know plenty of people who will give you plenty of reasons to feel contempt. But there again, I think the contempt, the lack of love, even for my enemy, it'll trap me. It really does. It traps me in a pattern that I got to pull out of that sucker, because it's like trying to fly an airplane in a fog without instrumentation. Yeah, you got to hope that you're not headed straight into the ground. You got to hope that you're not headed straight into a mountain or a bluff. You got to hope that there's some end of this cloud that you're in and that you're flying through, because you got no instrumentation. You're just flying by the seat of your pants. Contempt. To be contemptible. Isn't to be just you have contempt coming your way, but you are contempt able. Watch that trigger in your life. Watch that in yourself. I do, and it and I have to admit, I am on a journey to eliminate my contempt ability in life, to see to it that my life is reaching for a greater, higher, better, more beautiful values than contempt. To have contempt for anybody or anything. So, I'm gonna wrap this up a little bit early here, because I do feel the sense of making sure that we stay on the idea. That's the one idea I hope you walk away from this broadcast with, and that is, let's move love with a small L to a capital L, the capital L of love. So here we go. I want you to do with me this one thing. Love all creation, the whole and every grain of sand. Love every leaf, love every ray of light, love the animals, love the plants, love every separate thing. Because if you will love and perceive and love in that way, you will perceive the mystery of God in it all. Fyodor Dostoevsky said that. So I think one way, if you've been with me any length of time at all here on this broadcast, you know what I'm about to do, don't you? And that is, I want you to breathe. I want you to breathe deep. I don't want you to have those shallow breaths of panic. I don't want you to have those shallow breaths of fear and anxiety. I want you to have a deep breath of love. A deep breath of the capital L love. Because love is a more grand pursuit than some little letter L, love. The grand pursuit of love says God is love, and those who dwell in love dwell in God, and God dwells with them. So breathe with me, would you? Let's breathe in. Let's inhale the complexities and the simplicities of love. Are you ready? On the count of three, take a deep breath in all the way to the bottom of your lungs. Breathe in and breathe out. Do it again. I mean, really concentrate now. A full double lung air inhale of love, capital L. One, two, three, in, and exhale. Yeah. I do believe that love is the answer. I do believe it. I know I'm a broken record, but I hope that I can take this broken record and fix it. I hope this loop of my voice and this loop of my teaching on love doesn't grow weary on you. I hope it grows fresher every time you tune in. And as you listen to me, I do express this every week, and that is, I need you to know. I don't know you, and I don't know how lovable you are or unlovable you are, but I know this. I love you. I am not here on this earth for lesser values than love. And even if you are on that contemptible side of life, if you're one of those addicted to complaint and negativity, I'm going to tell you, I love you. I love you right where you're at. I'm not going to leave you there, because I want you to be drawn to the love and the expression of life that I'm offering. And by the way, I'm not going to give you unwanted advice and say, nah, stop that. But I am going to tell you, hey, there are higher values for life. Gratitude. You know, we're in the week of Thanksgiving. Gratitude. To rise above all the lesser little ankle biters of hate and misery, the rise above that little dog that keeps barking at you. But boy, I'm not talking about a four-legged dog here. I'm talking about the dog of negativity and complaint. To rise above. Join me, will you? And say to somebody, look them in the eye, make it weird, make it uncomfortable. Give them a full eye view contact that says, I mean it. I love you. If that becomes a pattern for your life, I promise you, change is going to happen day, by minute, by hour, by week, by year. And you'll stop wishing for another day in the past, and you'll start loving the day you're living today. Well, I'm Bishop Randy Dean. I'm the No BS Bishop. I'm here to be alive to love with you. I choose this day to be a capital L lover. Join me, will you? Let's go out there in the world and do something beautiful. Because, oh, baby, ugly. Ugh. Ugly has been done to death, and I choose to focus my eyes, my gaze, on the grandeur of beauty and doing the most beautiful thing I can do today. Thanks for being here today. Get out there and do the work of love.
Thank you for being with us today for this episode of No BS Bishop, Alive to Love with Bishop Randy Dean. Be sure to join us again here next week, Saturday at 5:30 p.m. and Sunday at 9:30 a.m. Central Standard Time. Feel free to contact us with your questions or comments at randydeanministries@gmail.com, and we welcome your financial support at paypal.me/randydeanministries. No BS Bishop is a service of WPCA Radio and Randy Dean Ministries.